you were the killer, as well as the person killed. Suppose it was all a song in your ears. What would you do? That sympathetic uncertainty is the great, merciful gift supplied by music at the movies. We can hear in the dark. The music in story movies asks us to believe that these people have an inner life, a secret place, even if we are all watching. It's a place we want to be.
Tonight's essay in the series You Ain't Heard Nothing Yet was written and presented by David Thompson. And the series concludes tomorrow night when Matthew Sweet considers what happens when the music dies. The essay tomorrow night at the same time, 10:45. And The Sound of Cinema isn't exclusive to Radio 3.
The Sound of Cinema on BBC Radio 6 Music. The words tell the story.
He pulled the ripcord and his parachute blossomed. His machine crashed into the moorland below.
The sound sets the scene.
He pulled the ripcord and his parachute blossomed. His machine crashed into the moorland below.
I'm Jarvis Cocker, and on Sunday, I'll be exploring the wonderful world of the movie sound effect. Join me on my journey around Pinewood Studios to learn about the art, craft and history of the unsung hero of cinema.
Jarvis Cocker's Sound Effects Special.
Sunday afternoon from 4 on BBC Radio 6 Music.
This, meanwhile, is BBC Radio 3, 90 to 93 FM on digital radio and online. It's 11 o'clock now, time for Late Junction with Fiona Talkington.
The joyful sound of the flautists of Cotama village in Ecuador. That's a traditional walking song, though the title, Shinkaska, actually means lost. So welcome to the last Late Junction of the week. I'm here with you till 12:30. From Ecuador to Brazil, and the Brazilian-born cellist and vocalist Dom Lanena, though she describes herself as not belonging to anywhere in particular and growing up in several different countries. This track from her album Ella is called Batuque.
Na minha pele e minha cor, no meu sorriso nasce flor, minha alma está no teu tambor. Aonde vibra o teu fervor, batuque brasileiro, na roda de pandeiro, bate meu coração no ritmo da canção. Batuque brasileiro, na roda de pandeiro, bate meu coração no ritmo da canção.
Esconde, esconde, esconde,
ai, ai, ai. Meus olhos se perdem no mar.
Esconde, esconde, esconde,
já ouvi do teu cantar, pelo teu céu quero.
Well, that's the sound of a group of musicians who got together in Paris, and then they built their music around sounds and musicians they got to know in Mali. Donso and a number called Dankala Kule, following the Brazilian-born Dom La Nena and Batuque. By the rivers of Babylon we sat and wept. Well-known words from Psalm 136, set by so many composers over the years. This moving version is by a 16th-century Flemish composer called Philippe de Monte, The singers are the group Contrapunctus, conducted here by Owen Rees.
Thank you.
A number called Night Music from a new album by Tone Brookert, a group led by the former EST bassist Don Berglund. They're supporting the fabulous singer Orna Brunn on tour next month, so you can catch them all on November the 14th at the Forum in London and at the Ruby Lounge in Manchester on the 15th. They go on to Dublin and Glasgow after that. And before them, a 16th century setting of words from Psalm 136 by the Rivers of Babylon. That was by Philippe de Monte, the choir contrapuntist conducted by Owen Rees. Now I'm just going to return to a recording I've been dipping into all week. Classroom Projects, it's called, recently out on Trunk Records, which really celebrates some of the work being done in the contemporary music field in schools in the 1960s and 70s. Well-known figures in music education, John Painter and Peter Aston, were involved. And there was an LP issued in 1969 called Sounds and Silence, which accompanied a textbook guide to creative projects. Now, quite which school was involved in this track, Musique Concrète, unfortunately, we don't know.
Thank you.
And suddenly we're all smiling in the studio. Well, we were smiling all the way along, of course. We're coming to the end of the BBC Sound of Cinema season. My excuse to play the theme from Midnight Cowboy. And that beautiful harmonica playing was the work of Brian Chaplin, who came up to me at this year's Cheltenham Jazz Festival. And we had a nice few minutes just enthusing about harmonicas. And before that, Musique Concrète from Classroom Projects, which is an album I've been playing all week, just out on Trunk Records. And as I mentioned yesterday, we'd love to hear from you if you were involved in any of the tracks from that project I've been playing this week. Drop us an email to late.junction@bbc.co.uk. There are a couple of new releases on Café Otto's in-house label Otoroku coming out towards the end of this month from the Japanese free musician Otomo Yoshida. This is a free improv number with quite an all-star band. Evan Parker on sax, John Edwards on bass, Tony Marsh on drums and Sachiko M on sampler. Ha ha ha.
Good sounds from the Otomo Yoshida Quintet from a new release on Cafe Otto's Otoroku label. I played you a number yesterday from an album called Teach Me to Be a Summer's Morning by Lal Waterson, and I mentioned the upcoming Bright Phoebus Revisited Tour, which celebrates the music of Lal and Mike Waterson. Well, here's Lal again, this time with a song called Annie Dixie.
The yeoman farmer, he loved me dearly. So did my father, but not that clearly. Trying to spoil things for my love and me, he said a trap would break the back of any tree. My man and me went walking. My man did all of the talking. Down by Bosworth Park, green in the dark. Taking the long way back, I fell in my father's trap, causing the birds above.
he loved me dearly. So did my father, but not that clearly.
What a voice. Lal Waterson and a song called Anna Dixie. And the Bright Phoebus Revisited Tour gets underway at the Barbican on the 11th of October. The lineup including Eliza Carthy, Martin Carthy, Jarvis Cocker, Richard Hawley, Mary Waterson and Norma Waterson and many more. And then they head off to the Warwick Arts Centre, the Philharmonic Hall in Liverpool, Brighton Dome and Bristol at the Colston Hall there on the 16th of October. Now, you know what a fan I am of the Bedroom Community label in Iceland. Well, their most recent release is by Daniel Bjarnason, an album called Over Light Earth. And from that, I'm going to play you part of Solitudes, which Daniel describes as his first piano concerto reworked with electronics by Valgeir Sigurdsson and Ben Frost. The last two movements are called Selgeru and Taint No Sin. That was part of Daniel Bjarnason's Solitudes, which you'll find on his recent album Over Light Earth on the Bedroom Community label. You can read more about Daniel on the Bedroom Community website, and you can read about my visit to their studios in Reykjavik earlier on this year on the Radio 3 blog, which you'll find on the Radio 3 website. And as ever, if you want to get in touch, our email address is late.junction@bbc.co.uk. Now, here's a beautiful track from Martin Simpson's album Vagrant Stanzas. I feel as though this is the record I've been working towards all my life, he says. This is the sad song Waily Waily.
And when my eldest son was born and laid upon his nurse's knee, oh, I was the happiest woman born. And Jamie Douglas, he loved me. There come a man unto our house, and Jamie Lockhart was his name. It was told unto my lord that I did lie in bed with him. There come another to our house, and he was no good friend to me. He put Jamie's shoes beneath my bed, and he bade my good lord come and see. Oh, woe be unto thee, Blackwood, and ill death may you die. You were the first and the foremost man that parted my true love and and I, and when my Lord come to my room, this great falsehood for to see, oh, he turned him around all with a scowl, and not one word would he say to me. Come up, now Jamie Douglas, come up the stair and dine with me. I'll set you on a chair of gold, I'll court you kindly on my knee. When cockle shells turn silver bells, and the fishes fly from tree to tree, when frost and snow turn fire to burn, it's I'll come up and dine with thee. Oh, woe be unto thee, Blackwood, an ill death may you die. You were the first and the foremost man that parted my true love and I. And when my father got the word that my Lord had forsaken me, he sent 50 of his brisk dragoons to carry me back to my own country. It is not the frost that freezes fell, nor blowing snow's inclemency. 'Tis not such cold that makes me cry, but my love's heart's grown cold to me. You think that I am like yourself, and lie with each one that I see. Oh, but I do swear by heaven's high, I never loved a man but thee. And had I wished, when first I kissed, that love had been so ill to win, I'd have locked my heart in the cage of gold, I'd have sealed it with a silver pin. Oh, waily, waily, love is bonny, it's like a flower when first it's new. Oh, but love grows old and waxes cold, and fades away like morning dew.
You know, that album's 20 years old now. The Juliet Letters featuring Elvis Costello and the Brodsky Quartet. And I felt it was high time to play it again. I was reminded of it when I saw Elvis Costello playing at a festival north of the Arctic Circle this summer in a city called Buda, where I'd heard the Brodskys just a couple of years earlier. Before that, a traditional tune from Latvia in the west of Finland from Timo Alakotila and Maria Kalanyemi. I'll catch them live with the British accordionist Karen Tweed at the Life M Finnish Festival at King's Place at the end of the month. And first of all, there, Martin Simpson and Whaley Whaley. Martin's on tour with Martin Taylor at the moment. Tomorrow night there at St Mary's Art Centre in Sandwich, and then on Saturday night at St Mary's Church in Wallingford, and then at the Portland Rooms in Ashington on Sunday. The Brodskys are out and about as ever as well. They'll be at the Hampstead Arts Festival on the 13th and the 15th of this month. Serafina Steer was at the Latitude Festival for Lake Junction earlier on this summer, and she very kindly recorded a couple of songs for us. First, here's the Ballad of Brick Lane.
I don't know why I'm heading to Brick Lane. I hate it there like everybody does. I haven't been there for ages. I would like to try on old shoes and pretty faces, but what would I do with your pretty face and the face you made for me? Ha ha, just show me a good cause. whether I do or do not like it too. There's a lot of light showing through.
Thank you.
Sound and Silence is a film about ECM producer Manfred Eicher, a sort of road trip which follows him from studio to ECM HQ to more studios. And how on earth do you create a soundtrack for a film about someone like this? Well, one of the pieces in that soundtrack is that Arpeggiata by Capsberger, featuring the voice of Arianna Saval with Pedro Esteban, Tor Harald Jonsson and Rolf Lislevan. And we heard Christian Valmre just before, a piece called Third Try. And first of all, a couple of songs recorded for us by Serafina Steer at this year's Latitude Festival, The Ballad of Brick Lane and Island Odyssey. Well, it's nearly time for me to go. Max will be in the Late Junction chair from next Tuesday. And in Jazz on 3 on Monday, you can hear a session by Tom Challenger's Brass Mask Octet. So I thought I'd end by reminding you of the Graphic Scores Tour, which is currently underway. Joanna McGregor leading a super group of musicians playing graphic scores by Cornelius Cardew and others, including George Crumb, Fred Frith and John Cage. Tomorrow night, they're at the Royal Northern College of Music in Manchester. So this is Cornelius Cardew's classic piece, Treatise, which he describes as a long visual composition, 193 pages of lines and shapes, which he says can be imagined as the lifeline of the reader. Petr Kotick directs part of a live recording made in Prague in 1967 by the QAX Ensemble. Till next time, good night. Thank you.
Hello and welcome from me, Jonathan Swain. This is Through the Night here on BBC Radio 3. And to Geneva for this opening concert tonight. It's one from April 2013 with Neyma Järvi conducting the Suisse Romande Orchestra in Mozart's Bassoon Concerto and, among other things, both the Dvorak Serenades. This one, the Wind Serenade, wonderful outdoors music written in 1878 in a furious burst of energy. Dvorak managed to complete the whole serenade in just the 2 weeks. Four movements, beginning with a march, as a good many 18th century divertimentos and serenades did, though Dvorak also brings the march back at the end of the work to provide a kind of frame for the piece.